When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Naomi Judd's daughters pay tribute to her as they are inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And does Pete have Kim and Kanye's kids' names tatted on him? So many updates with that couple. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, May 2nd.
My heart's broken, and I feel so blessed, and it's a very strange dynamic to be this broken and this blessed.
Over the weekend, music legend Naomi Judd passed away due to a battle with mental illness. All this after most of us had just witnessed her perform at the 2022 CMT Music Awards, and she was just about to embark on tour.
Don't you think it's time?
Don't you think it's time?
The Judds were also about to be inducted into the Country Hall of Fame. The ceremony went on as planned Sunday, and daughters Winona and Ashley Judd accepted the induction amid tears.
Your esteem for her and your regard for her really penetrated her heart, and it was your affection for her that did keep her going in these last years.
Naomi had openly suffered from depression and spoke about suicidal thoughts and battling those anxieties. The country duo was no stranger to the Billboard charts, and Brandi Carlile honored them by performing with her daughter the hit Love Can Build a Bridge that reached number 5 on the Hot 100 in 1990. If you or anyone you know is in suicidal crisis or emotional distress, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24 hours at 800-273-8255. Does Pete Davidson have a tattoo of Kim and Ye's kids' initials? Pete and Kim make their carpet debut, and Pete roasts Ye at a comedy show. It's busy in their triangle, let's run it down. Speculation is high that Pete has tatted the names of Kim and Kanye's kids after he was spotted leaving a comedy show with a new tat that seemed to spell K-N-S-C-P, which many think could be for Kim, North, Saint, Chicago, and Song. He's not a stranger to tats, as he's already honored Kim with tats like one saying, "My girl is a lawyer." The couple recently made their first red carpet appearance together at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Pete also took stabs at Ye as a part of Los Angeles' Netflix is a Joke Festival. Davidson joked that he went to the doctor to be tested for AIDS after Kanye's accusation, since he was a genius, but was told he did not have it. He even said he hoped Wes would pull a Mrs. Doubtfire and show up one day disguised as a housekeeper in his ex-wife's home. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.